Yesterday's shiur, we discussed the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the malacha of Lisha. According to Rabbi, one is chayiv for nesina samayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that eino chayiv ad shiyegavel. In terms of the crux of that machlokas, we pointed out the chiddush of the Gretal, who writes that according to Rabbi, simply the malachi is harkavas kemach umayim. In order to be mechaber the kemach, lasoso gufechad. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda Shita. According to Rabbi, it simply is the combination of kemach mayim, and according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, the chibur hakemach to make gush echad, that is considered to be the malach. And we pointed out the chiddush at Safnas Paneach, that just as we saw, when it comes to other malachos, that yitziras davar chadash is the crux of the malacha, whether it was the malach of tochein or the malach of disha, it's necessary that through the process of that malacha, now there is a new davar chadash that is created that up until this point did not exist. Maybe that's true according to the Shita of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's not merely the combination of ingredients to form a composite, but more than that, it's Yetziras Ha'isa is considered to be the definition of Lisha. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, Gibel in fact is necessary. And we pointed out a couple of chidushin of the Glital, the possibility that if you define the malachi in terms of chibur hakemach, that right now the kemach is made up of different granules, and the malacha of Lisha means to make it gush echad, so perhaps the great chiddush of Glital suggests that the shir of the kegrogres means that that gush echad must be a kegrogres. If a person would have individual small items that he needs, maybe that would not be the malacha daraisa of Lisha. And the further Chiddush HaGlital discusses in terms of the shear of a kegrogres. Should that be measured in terms of the isa? Should that be measured in terms of the kemach? And the possibility that these are all based on the way Eglital understands the nature of the malacha according to Rebbe and according to Rabbi Yossi Barabi Yehuda. But again, the possible chiddush according to Tzafnas Paneach, that the machlokis is a fundamental one. It's not just simply one of chibur, and therefore one could argue that according to Rebbe, it's sufficient to have nesina samayim, because al yedei zeh some form of chibur is created, but much more than that. It requires a yitziras davar chadash, and certainly that will not result from merely nesina samayim, but that requires gibul. In terms of how we should assume the halach in this machlokas tanaim, he pointed out the following, that Rov Rishona maintained as the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. We did see a machlokas between the Bir Halach and Chazanish based on a davar which is lav bar gibul, whether we assume like Abai, whether you assume Rabbi Yosef, but Rov Rishona do maintain the chiddush, the halacha based on Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Sefer HaTshumos, however, disagrees in paskins like the shita of Rebbe, and this accounts for the two days in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chaf Aleph in Si'if Tezayin, that the Mechaber quotes the day of Rebbe, the Sefer HaTshumos that paskins like Rebbe, B'Shem Yesh Omrim. In the Ramah, in Darkei Moshe, in Shin Chaf Dalet, writes that one in fact should be Machmir, following the sheet of Sefer HaTshumos, that we in fact paskin like Rebbe. So Me'ikr Hadin, we assume as Rov Rishon like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. However, as Yesh Omrim Shulchan Aruch, and the Chiddush of the Ramah, that one should be Machmer for the Shita of Sefer HaTshumos. This is the assumption of the Mishnah Berurah as well in Shin Chaf Dalet, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. We'll see why this is so important. The fact that we should be Machmer the Shita of Rebbe regarding Nesina Samayim. On one level, very simply, that means that even Nesina Samayim is considered in fact to be Asur. That was the only Nafkamina. So therefore, these today's in Shulchan Aruch would not be as significant, because we already pointed out, for example, the Chiddush HaMagid Mishnah, and that is that even Rav Yosef Rebbe Huda admits that Nesina Samayim is Nisar Derabanan, because after all, that's considered to be the Tchilas Alisha. So therefore, if you just end with the Sugya, so you have fundamental Machlokes Tanaim, but Nesina Samayim, according to Rabbi Yischaiv, and according to Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Huda, Magid Mishnah points out, is Potter. So therefore, there isn't necessarily such a great difference as to whether one is Chayish for the Shita of Rabbi or not. The question is only whether Nesina Samayim is Nisa Daraisa, whether Nesina Samayim is Nisa Darabana. But as we'll see, that this is not the case, that there are fundamental differences, whether in fact one should pass like Rebbe or pass like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, whether Nesina Samayim is Nisa Daraisa, or whether at most is in fact an Isser Darabana. The last point we mentioned yesterday was the following, that the Gemara does tell us in Zvachim, in the case of Zara Pishta Lamayim, that one is chayiv for lisha. Why is that true? Because the Gemara says pishtan is somewhat unique. That since ispuhu rirei, so therefore ka'avid lisha, the lisha automatically occurs. The chiddush is the following: that there could be times where zrika lamayim, that is considered to be the malacha daraisa l'chuli alma. Ben the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rif, for example, and Rav Roshonim, who passed on Groves to Rabbi Yehuda, did not assume that Gemara in Zvachim and Aftzai Dalet of Shlomo Liv de Hilchasa, but rather, even if we assume that Eino Chayim Ad Shiyigabel, it doesn't necessarily mean that you require a Maisa Gibel, that you must need that combination. No, simply if as a result of Nesina Samayim that creates that requirement of Chibur, or that it's considered to be comparable to Isa, even if it occurs simply ayyadei nesina samayim, that's the sugi in Zvachim, that in that instance one in fact is chayiv. Now, the Gemara tells us later in Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis, Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that's sugi of Lisha. The Gemara quotes the following brayse that tells us that ein govlin es hakali. If one has toasted flour, one is not allowed to knead it with water. And the Gemara comments that v'yesh omrim govlim machlokes tanaim, today is nebrasa, whether one is allowed to knead the kali, the toasted grain, or whether one is not. The Gemara continues on daf kufnun vav menalf and says the following: v'shavin, that everyone agrees, both at Tanakama as well as at yesh omrim, shebol hashines hashosis v'shabis, that one is allowed to stir the shoshis. Shasis is considered to be a combination of toasted grain together with water, oil, and vinegar. The Gemara says, how can you say v'shavin? Everyone agrees. The Tanakhama just is saying that that's asur. So if ein govlin es hakali, why should one assume that there's a difference between kali as opposed to shasis? That's the kasha of the Gemara. That's where the Gemara answers that no, there's a difference between a blila ove as opposed to blila raka. When do we assume that it is considered to be osa? That's a case of ba'ava. However, if you're talking about a blila raka, so in such a case, that is mutter, as long as it is done al yedei shinui. That's where the Gemara spells out that blila ava, that is the issa daraisa. Blila raka is the issa drabanan. And if you're dealing with an issa drabanan, then you can employ a shinui, and that in fact will be mutter lechatchila. So that's what the Gemara tells us. In the case of bocha shinesa shasis, that is mutter ayyadei shinui, since it's only a blila raka, it's an issa drabanan, and that issa drabanan now is mutter ayyadei shinui. How do you define a blila ava as opposed to blila raka? Right, the Achronim point out, this is found, for example, in Chazanish and Simenun Ches, in Sivkot and Tes, that if you have a blila ava, which means comparable to an isa, it's a dough-like substance, a dough-like batter, that efshe la'arosa mikli l'kli, you cannot pour it. You can't pour the dough from one utensil to another. That al-pidin is considered to be a blila ava. A blila raka is a pouring batter, similar to a cake batter, that efshe la'arosa mikli l'kli, and therefore if it's a pouring batter, that's a blila raka, which is in fact an issur d'rabbanan. The Chazanish points out that sometimes it's not even called, right, a blila at all. Let's assume, for example, that you mix, right, something, right, some granules into a liquid, and it still has a liquid form, kimayim akurim. Now it's just colored water. That doesn't have a shem isa at all. That's not considered to be lishi even on level of drabanan. Both a blila raka and blila ava assume that now you have a type of isa. One is a dough-like batter, one is a pouring batter, but there is a thickness, there is a clear consistency that you can argue this is a malach of lisha. If one, for example, just stirs in an ingredient into a liquid, that is not considered to be an isa whatsoever, and in such an instance, that is mutter l'chatchila. So that's again what the Chazanish discusses, the three different tiers of lisha. What the Gemara spells out, of varaka, and just the obvious ha'ara, that if you're dealing with something that is not a pouring batter, but a liquid consistency, that's not considered to be the problem of lisha at all. Now that sugya, and of kufnun heimaveis, kufnun vav meralev, in discussing the differences, blila ava, blila raka, the Gemara suggests that lisha sometimes is mutter ayyadei shinui, as we mentioned, And the Gemara has three different cases. The Gemara begins with that price that I mentioned, that aim gov v'nesakali, that one is not allowed to knead that toasted flour with water, and v'yei shomrim govlim, machlokes tanayim, the price we just cited. The Gemara asks the following kasha, that man yei shomrim, who is that yei shomrim that says that in fact it is mutter? So Rav Chista says the following, chiddush, that's Rav Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. After all, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda maintains that eno chayiv ad shiyigamel. And Koli is not fully subject to Gibul. And therefore, that's the Yesh Omrim. According to Rebbe Shita, that one is indeed chayiv simply for Nesina Samayim, so in Govlin es HaKoli. However, the Yesh Omrim Govlin, that must be the view of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that true? So the Gemara says the following, because after all, this is only mutter ayyadei shinui. No? Vahani mi lihuda meshane. If it's only mutter ayyadei shinui, so what type of shinui would you envision? What type of shinui? So the Gemara asks their kasha, heichi meshane. The Gemara answers, amar Rav Chista, al yad, al yad. If a person does it al yad, that is considered to be a shinui, and that would be mutter according to the Yesh Omrim. What exactly do we mean by al yad? If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the daf, and you look in the Rif, it means pirish ma'at ma'at. If you do it in small quantities, al yad, that is considered to be a shinui. So again, according to Tanakama, ein govlin, yesh omrim, yes govlin. Why? Because after all, you're employing a shinui, and that now is subject to the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So very simply, why should that be subject to Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda? No, after all, here you're doing an act of lisha al yedei shinui. Why should you argue that whether that is mutter or that is aser depends on Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Why should that be? So this is what the Chiddush Ramban discusses. The Ramas Choman. Chiddush Ramban writes the following Chiddush. According to Rebbe, you're chayiv for Nesina Samayim. So if you're chayiv for Nesina Samayim, so therefore, e'efsha the shanuyei. So therefore, there's no possibility of shinui. What would a shinui be in Nesina Samayim? That's the heart of the Ramban. So what does it mean? No, instead of pouring in the water this way, you pour the water in that way. Or for example, the order. If normally you add the water last, you'll put the water in first. Is that considered to be an adequate shinui? So that's what the Ramban writes. If you're dealing with lisha daraisa, that's not considered to be a sufficient shinui. Lashon HaRamban is kol nesinas mayim achas. Adding water is adding water. So you'll add it with your left hand, not with your right hand. Right? You'll add the water first or add the water last. Kol nesinas mayim achas. That is an insufficient shinui. That's why the Gemara thinks that this issue, whether a shinui is operative, will depend on the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That if you assume that shinui is necessary, there is no shinui in nesinas samayim. However, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that eno chayvat shiyigabel, you need a maisa gibel. Now you can discuss a maisa gibel al yedei shinui. If, for example, you do it ma'at ma'at, so that is what the Ramban writes, ein derek gibel b'kach. After all, she'ein darko ela b'maruba. When a person needs something, they need something in large quantities. You don't need a tiny amount, just we discussed yesterday with that issue of pikur. A person is not going to engage in the kneading process for an insignificant amount. So that's the chiddush. That's what the Ramban spells out. Why is it the Gemara writes you can't have a shini according to Rebbe? Because of lishas nesina samayim, what type of shini could you have? You can't have a shini gamor. The most you could have is a shini kal. And that's the chiddush of Al-Yad, Al-Yad. Now, so what do you see from the Gemara? Apparently the following Chiddush. This case of the Gemara, in Govlin Asakoli, is referring to a Blila Ava. This is not referring to a Blila Raka. This is referring to a Blila Rava. And yet, a very great Chiddush, the Gemara says a Shinui works, even in a case of Blila Ava. which lechora otherwise should in fact be an issa daraisa. But an issa daraisa nonetheless is mutter as long as you employ a shinui. But this is only true according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where you can employ a shinui gamar. According to Rabbi, there is an insufficient shinui because kol nesina samayim is achasi. Good, that's the chiddush that the Ramban points out. Good. So that simple line in the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, this shita d'yishomer is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that is what leads to all those conclusions. Sometimes a shini will be matter the issa daraisa. You require a shini gamor. There's no shini gamor in sina samayim. You could envision a shini gamor in the maisa gimel, and that's why this depends on the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Even a further har. Rabbi says you're chayiv for nesina samayim, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that's not true. Eino chayiv ad shigavo. So we discussed yesterday. Nesina samayim, is that mutter lechatchila? According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he pointed out the Magid Mishnah writes and others that no, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda will admit that nesina samayim is an iser derabanan. That's the order of the Magid Mishnah. Even nesina samayim is aser; it's not mutter. We pointed out why that should be true could depend on the other suffolk of Egleitown. When Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says Eino chayev ad shiyagabel, what does that mean? Nesina samayim plus gibul, or do we assume according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda gibul alone is the ma'is alisha, and the nesina samayim that's not part of the chefta shemalacha whatsoever? Even if you did not do the nesina samayim, or you did so with no intention of gibul, you did so on erev Shabbos, even then you'd be chayev midaraisa. Two very different ways of understanding that shita, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, whether nesina samayim is part of the ma'is alisha, the tchila salisha, or whether absolutely not, the ma'is alisha only begins with gibul. But obviously, you have to have two different components. So nesina samayim practically is necessary, but it's not part of the malacha. We had mentioned that either way, one could envision that still nesina samayim could be nisa d'rabbanan. Look, if you assume that it's not part of the ma'is alisha whatsoever, so good, you'll argue it's not going to be part of the malacha d'rabbanan at all. L'chor will be gzeira d'rabbanan. After all, if you combine two ingredients that normally are needed, one can certainly understand that that should be nisa d'rabbanan of shemi yavo, even if technically speaking you'll tell me that nesina samayim is not considered to be part of the chefta shemalacha. But that's what the Magid Mishnah writes, that nesina samayim is also d'rabbanan. This is a chiddush in light of this sugya and of Kuf Nun Vav. Why is that true? Because the shinui that the Gemara mentions of al yad, what type of shinui is that? Now, the Gemara will discuss cases of shinui in the bechisha, in the gibul, in the lisha. No shinui in nesina samayim. That's the assumption of the Gemara. If you need a shinui nesina samayim, you're not going to have one. After all, as the Ramban says, kol nesina samayim. Achas. But if gibul is necessary, so now I can envision a proper shinui. So this is an added chiddush in light of that Magid Mishnah that argues that even nesina samayim is an issa d'rabbanan, right? According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Because here we're saying ayyad shinui, it is mutter, even though at the time of the nesina samayim there was no shinui at all. Maybe one could say, look, freeze. No, at that moment you did nesina samayim. It was not the Na'ideh Shinui, that should be Nisad Rabbanan. You see a very great Hiddish that the Shinui in the Gibul will be Matir, this form of Lisha Lechatchila, even though Nisina Samayim is Nisad Rabbanan. That's a very great Hiddish. Now, Lechora, one would have to argue one or two possibilities. Maybe one is against the Magid Mishnah. Maybe you see from this Sugya not that way, that Nisina Samayim is Mut Lechatchila, Vaharaya. The Gemara maintains that shinui is necessary in the Maisa Gibul, not in the Sina Samayim. That was an assumption of the Gemara. Maybe against the view of Magid Mishnah. Or maybe one could argue as follows. Maybe one could say this. According to the view of Rebbe, Nesina Samayim is the Maisa Lish, there's nothing to discuss. However, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that certainly is not true. Nesina Samayim is not the complete Maisa Lisha. The most you could argue is midrabanan, it's a stage toward lisha. What happens if the nesina samayim is done with no intention of gibul whatsoever? In other words, the gibul is going to be done ayyadei shinui, which is not a malacha darais at all. For example, ma'at ma'at. So if there is Nisina Samayim without any subsequent Maisa Gibel, or there's Nisina Samayim where the Gibel is done Kilachar Yad, apparently one could suggest you see a very great Chiddush according to Magid Mishnah that such a Nisina Samayim is Mutar L'Chatchila. You can't say that according to Rebbe, because the Nisina Samayim alone is Asur. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that Gibel is absolutely vital, one could argue as follows, that when is there an Isur D'Rabban Nisina Samayim? When it will lead to a Maisa Gibel? If in fact that will not occur, then there is no Isur Nisina Samayim. So therefore, if the Maisa Gibel will be done Kalachariyat Ayyadei Shinui, and that is considered to be Shinui Gamur, where there is no Gibel at all, it's not even considered to be Nisur D'Rabbanan, so therefore there's no Isur D'Rabbanan of Nisina Samayim as well. But apparently you see that from the Gemara, because the Gemara does not insist on the double Shinui. The Gemara is saying that a Shinui of Nisina Samayim does not help here. You need a Shinui in Bechisha, and that's only true according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the Shita of Rebbe. Good? That's case one in the Gemara. Right? The case of in Goblin Esav Koli, where the Gemara is explicit that Shinui works, even in the case of Koli. Pashup Shat, that's a case of Blila Ava, that would have been an Issa Daraisa, and you see a Chiddush that we discussed earlier, that sometimes Shinui is Matir in Issa Daraisa, as long as it's a Shinui Gamur, and that is, Rav Chisda says, Al-Yad, Al-Yad. That's case number one. The next case in the Gemara is where you're dealing with a Blila Raka. Blila Raka, both according to Rebbe and according to Yosef Rav Yehuda, that is only Issa Drabana. That's not only true according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe one could argue according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda required Gibel. A Blila Raka is not considered to be a Maisa Gibel, but even more than that, even Rebbe who requires Nesina Samayim, it means Nesina Samayim that results in an Issa, a Blila Ava. If the Nesina Samayim only results in Blila Raka, Nusa, in such a case, even Rebbe will admit that that is only an Isser Derabanan. So here, the next case of the Gemara that we discussed, Bocha Shines HaShashis. If you have the case of the Shashis, which is only considered to be a Blila Raka, in such a case, that can be done Al Yedei Shinui. Good, that's the next case of Shinui. And what type of Shinui is required in this case? A Chiddush, Rav Yosef says. Here, Shinui in the Seder of Nisina Samayim is considered to be sufficient. Rav Yosef says, if Bechol, if first you put in the liquid and then you add the shashis, so on Shabbos it is mutar l'chatchila first to place the shashis and to subsequently add the chometz. So here the Gemara writes a very great Kiddush that a shinui in Nisina Samayim is considered to be sufficient. One could raise, but obviously this is not the kasha, no? And what about the previous case, where the Gemara said, Ein govlin es hakali, because according to Rebbe, no shinui is possible? And here, all of a sudden, now the Gemara next case writes that, no, you can have a shinui in a sina samayim. What's the answer? The answer is darais and rabbanan. If you're talking about a blila ava, then the Gemara says that a shinui in a sina samayim is insufficient. After all, as he pointed out, the shinui in an issa daraisa must be a shinui gamur. That's where the Ramban writes, kol nesina samayim achas, all nesina samayim, whether it's first, whether it's second, that has the same effect. But the Ramban didn't realize what the Gemara says a few lines later. Rabbi Yosef, that's all true when you're dealing with the din d'rabanan, a blila raka. Within an iser d'rabanan, a blila raka, then there is a possibility of shinui regarding nesina samayim. That certainly is the case. Not when you're dealing with an Issa Daraisa. So in Govlin es HaKoli, that's what the Gemara assumed, that according to Rebbe, you're stuck. There's no possibility of Shinui at all. We had mentioned yesterday, this was the Raya of the Eg Leital, that when Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda maintains, Ad Shi Gabel, it means A plus B, not Gibel and Gibel alone. It means Nesina Samayim together with Gibel. Vaharaya, this Gemara that mentions you can have a Shinui in the Nesina Samayim. How is Shinui Nesina Samayim relevant to Kohen Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? One should have argued that this whole sugya of bochashin is only libid Rebbe, and therefore lahalach we pass Yosef. That's not true, but that's not the case. We maintain that this shinui is relevant even according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That was the raya of Agleital, that even he requires the nesina samaim as part of the definition of lisha. And as we pointed out yesterday, is it's not a raya muchachas because ain't afinami. The Gemara writes that shinui in seder of nesina samaim is very limited. It only applies to a case of Blida Raka. Maybe one could argue, in a chinami, when you're dealing with the Isser Derabbanan of Lisha, of Blida Raka, then even a Shinui Kal is considered to be sufficient. But not necessarily this is part of the Cheftzis Shel Malach. If this was a Shinui Mikra Hadin, that certainly would be true. Right, once you think of the Isser Derabbanan, so perhaps one could argue, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe again, that Gibul is considered to be the Mechayiv, but nonetheless, if you're not dealing with the Melacha Daraisa of Lisha, any Shinui Koldu is considered to be sufficient. That's the second case of Shinui. And then the Gemara has the third case, in that same Amud, Kufnun Vav and Aleph, and that's the case of Govlin. A person is allowed to knead bran, morsin, in order to feed it to behemoths. Govlin, the Gemara says that's only true Vahani Milihu Demishane, if it's done Al Yedei Shinui. The Gemara asks the same kasha, Heichi Mishana, what's the possibility of Shinui? And here the Gemara says the following, that Amrav Yemar Baal Shalemia Mishmei De Abaye Shesi Ve'erev. No, that's the most extreme form of Shinui, no? The Gemara says Shesi Ve'erev. You're not even allowed to stir it up at all. All you can do is crisscross, right? You can move it horizontally, right? Then pick up the utensil, for example, move it vertically. Even bechish, even stirring is considered to be sufficient. There, you need a shinui gamor, shesi erev. So here as well, the Gemara is dealing with the case of a blila ava. The Gemara writes, the only possibility that it's mutter is ayyadei shinui. And here the Gemara says that shinui mishmei dabai is only shesi ve'erev. Good. The Ramban just makes the following ha'ar in that sugya. Then here you see that a shinui gomor is necessary, shesi ve'erev, crisscross. You can't knead, you can't even stir. Just a single motion at a time. And the Ramban points out the fact that Abaye did not give the earlier teretz of the Gemara, as the Gemara suggested, right, in the first case, the Shinui of Al-Yad Rav Chista. The Ramban writes that apparently you see in this case of Mursan, only Shesi Ve'erev is allowed, but Al-Yad remains also. Otherwise, why did Abaye have to say such an extreme Shinui where there is no Maisalish at all? And that's the Kasha of the Ramban. Why in case one, Rav Chista says Al-Yad, and in case three, Abaye says Shesi Ve'erev. So the Ramban has two possibilities. One possibility is the following: the dafka la'adam hitira ayad v'lo la'behema. Case one is for machal adam. Case two is for behema. Maybe that less significant shinui, ayad is only mutter for achilas adam, not for achilas behema. And the Ramban elaborates by saying the following, because after all, when it comes to Mursan, when it comes to this bran, so therefore, l'shvari misachel below gibo kol tzarko. You don't require a full ma'isa gibo. Shesi ve'erev is sufficient. Now, an animal is not going to eat it if it's just water mixed with bran. But if it's mixed together through shesi ve'erev, animals will eat it. For a human, right there, you have to make it into a compound. And therefore, you have to come on to ma'at ma'at. So that's the chiddush that the Gemara has. Three different cases, right, of shinui. Two in dealing with the blila ava, one in dealing with the blila raka, and the different degrees of shinui. Based on the Rambam earlier, one could suggest the following chiddush. Case number one, right, of the Gemara of Kufnun Vav is kali, toasted grain. Case number two is Blila Raka. Case number three is Mursan. Is there any common link in all these cases, Koli, Blila Raka, or Mursan? So if you look in the Rambam, right, in Perches Halacha Tezayin, That's when we saw that the Rambam writes that midi delav bar gibul la olam potter. That was that great chiddush of the Rambam. If you have a substance that really is not a bar gibul, even if it is thoroughly combined, it will not create an isa. You can combine them. The most you'll have, to do yesterday's terms, is a composite, but you're not going to have a yetziras davar chadosh. You're not going to have a compound at all. So what's the halach in such a case? The Rambam writes that these cases will only be a din derabanan, even if they are thoroughly combined. That's what he mentioned that ha'ari yesterday, the Chazanish and Simon and Vav, Simkat and Gimel, the Chazanish points out that Rov Rishonim are against the Rambam in this regard. But that is the Chiddush the Rambam in Ches Tes Zayin. Midei delav bar gibul la'olam potter. And if you look in the Rambam later, in Perech Chav Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Lamed Gimel, Halacha Lamed Dalin, the Rambam continues. The Rambam writes in Halacha Lamed Gimel, Ein megablim kelach koli harbe. A person is not allowed to knead toasted grain. Why? Why is it aser? The Rambam writes, because Shema Yaval Lilosh Kemach She'eno Kolam. Because if a person is accustomed to kneading that kali, that toasted grain, he is going to come to knead flour. What do you see according to the Rambam? Kali is only Nisa Drabanan. That's exactly what the Rambam said in Perches Lachet Tazayim. If you're dealing with something which is immediate delav bar gibul, meaning the most you can do is combine, but you can't unify, you can't create a compound, the Rambam writes, Kali is Nisa Drabanan. The very next halacha, halacha lamedal, the Rambam writes, Hamursan, afal pi she'en arayel ligvol, mursan vran, even though it's not going to result in, again, yetziras davar chadash, even though it is not fully something that can be needed, nonetheless, the Rambam writes, ein govnal, so you can't thoroughly combine the mursan together with water. Why? Because shema yavol lagabel afar. Again, shema yavol. Because of a concern, right, that could lead to real isha. So the Rambam writes in Periches that midi delav bar gibul zolam potter, and the Rambam's examples in Perichav Aleph are kalui and mursans. That's fascinating, no? So you go back to that sugi and daf kufnun vavam and aleph. No, the Gemara has three cases of kalui, blidaraka, mursan. According to the Rambam, all of those cases are isurin derabanan. You're not dealing with nisa daraisa of lish at all. According to the Rambam, there is no mekar that lisha daraisa is mutra hidei shinui. All these cases are only dinim derabanan. We pointed out, however, that the Chazanish just makes that comment. The Rambam is a das yochid. All the Gemara says, if you have a midi delav bar gibul, according to Rav Yosef, Nesina Samayim is insufficient. Nesina Samayim is insufficient. But the Gemara does not state explicitly what the Rambam assumes, and that is, even if they are thoroughly combined through a Maisalisha, even that Talpid Din is not called Yetziros Davar Chadash, and that is only Nisid Rabbanan. If you look, for example, in the Taz in Shin Chav Dalet in Sifkatan Aleph, you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chav Dalet, Sifkatan Zayin, and that Chazanish that we mentioned, right, in Nun Vav Gimel, where the Chazanish writes the Rambam is the Das Yachid, and the Chazanish later in Simen Nun Ches, Sifkatan Vav, they assume this is not the case. That even if something is a bar gibul, shinui in fact could work. That the Gemara and Daf Kufnun Vav Amud Aleph is not limited to cases where there's no lisha daraisa. Even in cases where you have lisha daraisa, nonetheless, al yedei shinui it is mutter lechatchila. And we discussed in the earlier shiurim and tochein. That's an interesting chiddush. This is what the Beis Yosef was bothered by. Now, the Beis Yosef was in Shin Chav Aleph, Der Maschil Kosav. The Beis Yosef was dealing with the Tosefta and dealing with that sugya in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Tosefta in Shabbos that we discussed at length in Perek Tesvav and the Tosefta in Beitz and Perek Aleph, that Ein Maraskin Dvelo Kegrogres, Risuk Dvela is forbidden in Issa Daraisa. But the Braisa tells us it's Mutra Yidei Shinoi. You're allowed to do it Biyad Shel Sakinu Ve'Ein Saparor. And we saw the same sugi in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Mad Aleph, Hanei Pilpuli. If a person is interested in crushing them on Shabbos Yantiv, one can do so Bekata De Sakina. Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rava, whether you need a single Shinui, whether you need a double Shinui, but here cases of Tochein, which are Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. We saw one day in Tosas, a Chiddush, the Shultos of Ben Hananel, it must be talking about Yantiv. But Rav Rishon disagreed, that Sugi in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph is talking about Shabbos, and yet, what otherwise to be Tochen Daraisa's Mutter L'Chadchila, Al Yedei Shinui. That was the Chiddush, the Beis Yosef, and Shin Chaf Aleph, and Neim Shabbali Aleket, Neim Rav Yoshaya, that says there are different degrees of Shinui, no? Rav Yoshaya was bothered by a double problem. Problem number one is, Mecha tasted Shinui is Mutter. Number two is that Sugin Beitz and Daf Yadali that mentions Shinui doesn't mention such a drastic Shinui. There, when the Gemara was talking about Tochen with the Shinui, it talked about a Shinui Kal. So that's exactly the Teretz Beis Yosef quotes. If you're dealing on Yantif, where one could argue that Tochen is in fact Melech HaSof HaNefesh, Shinui Kal is sufficient. If you're dealing on Shabbos, where in fact it's an Yisid Araisa, then you require a Shinui Gomor. But you see, the Beis Yosef writes from that Sugi in Shabbos that sometimes a Shinui Gomor is sufficient to be Matir even in Iser Daraisa. This is what the other Rishonim will maintain, right? And that Sugi in Shabbos, Nafkufnan Vav, when it comes to Lisha. If you disagree with the Rambam Shita, and you maintain in the case of Kolir, in the case of Mursan, that is Nisa Daraisa, only Blida Raka is Nisa Darabana. But here, you're dealing with Nisa Daraisa, a great Chiddush that the Gemara says that Shasiva Erev, or Al-Yad is Matir. That's a further example of an Isir Darabanan, Isir Daraisa, which is Mutter. Right? Al-Yadei Shinui, a very great Chiddush. So the first Shinui we mentioned, the Chiddush of Rachist, is the following. Al-Yad, that is considered to be a Shinui Gamor, and therefore that will be Matir what Rov Rishona maintain is Nisra of Lisha Daraisa. On what basis? So the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. The Ramban that we mentioned, that Ein Derech Gibel Bekach, because Ein Darko Ela B'Meruba. That is not called Derech Gibel. So therefore, if one does some Ma'at, therefore that is called a Shinui Gamor. If you look in the Chayada, in Klal Yotes, in the Nishmas Adam in Sivkat and Aleph, and you look in the Bir Halacha, Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yudalid, the Ramas Chol Shema, they're both bothered by the following difficulty. Al-Yad is Shinui Gamor. What does Al-Yad mean? Rabbi Nechanan says, Pirish, Ma'at. Ma'at is a Shinui Gamor to allow this Melacha Daraisa, and now it's Mutter L'Chadchila. The Chayada Bir Halacha write the following difficulty. Pachos Mikashir is a Shinui Gamor, which is Mutter L'Chadchila. We discussed at great length. Chatzi Shirasim in HaTorah. And according to many Rishonim, we saw Rashi and so on, this is an Issa Daraisa on Shabbos. So an interesting Chiddush. That on one hand you'll tell me Chatzi Shir is Nisfa Daraisa, and here you tell me it's a Shinui Gamor, which is Mutter L'Chadchila. How can that be? How can Lisha Pachos Mikashir be Mutter L'Chadchila? You're telling me Shasiva Erev. Okay, I understand. That's not called a Maisa Gibo. But Ma'at is Mutter L'Chadchila. Ma'at not should be Nisfa Daraisa. That's the difficulty that the Chachmas Adam and the Bir Halacha deal with. Bir Halacha writes several possibilities. One possibility in that Bir Halacha, the Ramas Chol Shema, is the following. That maybe Al-Yad means something else. maybe ayad ayad means kila achar yad. Shini mamish. It does not mean simply pachas mikashir. Similar to what the Gemara suggested later, Shasiva Erev. But Mishabura quickly adds that Chalila Lintos Midivri Harishon. But you can't just give that as a terence. The Ramban writes, and the Rif writes, and the Chanana writes, Ma'at Ma'at. So simply to reinterpret the word Al-Yad, Al-Yad means a Bechisha Kila Achar Yad. He writes, that is not the legitimate terence. But well, the first possibility the Be'er Halacha entertains, right, is maybe it's a bring to Kila Achar Yad. Then the Be'er Halacha quotes a fancy Lashitase. Here, Kufnun Vav Man Aleph, Amar Rav Chista, Al-Yad, Al-Yad, Ma'at, Ma'at. Rav Chista, you know Rav Chista, no, the Sugin Borah Dafayin Da'alam and Aleph. No, the Braisa tells us sometimes Borah is Mutal Chathchila, sometimes Borah is Nisa Daraisa. Right, 5 different days in Amoraim, how to be Miyasha this Braisa. Right? And what was Rav Chista's suggestion? No, view 2 in the Gemara. That's exactly what Rav Chista said, that no, Borah va'ochel pachos mikashir. That's exactly what Rav Chista said. Borah is mutter, pachos mikashir. Rav Yosef got all upset. Mask Rav Yosef, ichi mutter lafos pachos mikashir. That's exactly what Rav Chista said in the Sugya Borah. Pachos mikashir. And what was Rav Yosef's understanding? So Tosus immediately commented, you saw this in the Ramban as well. In Achinami, Rav Chista did not mean to assume that there is never an Isra Chatzishim. But sometimes Pachos Mikashir is called Derech Achim. That's what Tosa said, that's what the Ramban said. Sometimes Pachos Mikashir is called Derech Achila, and Rav Chista was of the opinion that when it comes to certain Malachos, Derech Achila is Matir. We discussed that about Abayi, La'alter. If La'alter means Derech Achila as opposed to Bor Lotzer, so where is this relevant? When it comes to Bor, certainly. What about when it comes to other possibilities? What about when it comes to Tochin and Disha? What about when it comes to Lash? So maybe this is a fancy, the Shitase. Rav Chista gives the same teretz, Andav, Ayin Dalid, as the Rav Chista of Kufnun Vav, when it comes to Shinui, Ma'at Ma'at. The Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha just points out the following difficulty. This is too good. No, if that's true, this is all one shita. And daf ayin dalet, of course, as you know, we reject Rav Chista. We don't assume. Right? Of all the possibilities, the Gemara has teretz 1 and teretz 2. We reject teretz 1 and teretz 2 of the bo biyom pachos mikashir. And we opt for the 3 final teretz, Rav Yosef, Rav Amnuna, and Abaye. The Bir Halacha writes that that should mean then that we reject Rav Chista. And he writes, that's not true. This Rav Chista is quoted the Halacha. That Al-Yad, Al-Yad is a form of Shinui when it comes to Lisha. So you cannot just simply argue this is considered to be a Lishitase. Mishnah Berurah therefore suggests a further possibility in the Bir Halacha. Rav Chista suggested this shinui of Al-Yad, Al-Yad when it comes to Kali. Would this apply also to Kemach? That was the case in the Gemara. Kali. Ein govlin es ha-Kali. V'yesh omrim govlin al-yadei shinui. Is there anything unique about Kali? One part of the Rambam is very unique. No, Kali is not Bar Gibo. It's not an Issa Daraisa. But Rav Shom disagree. That thorough combination, that's considered to be a Maisa Lisha, a Maisa Gibo. But is there anything unique about Kali? So that's the Chiddush that the Bir Halacha writes. Yeah, there's something very special about Kali. That's the following. Kali are grains that are ready fully processed. You're not going to eat raw flour. But you certainly can eat toasted grains. So therefore the Bir Halacha writes a fascinating ha'ara that the Lisha is not part of that processing that gives it the shem ochel. Just as we discussed when it comes to tochen. Mashenechel kmo shulchai. Tosus is chidish daf kesilka. The Rambam levashlo. These melachos are part of the processing. Kemach, as it is, does not have a shem ochel. So therefore, ayyadei lisha. Now it has a shem isa. That's part of the processing in order to render it as ochel. Mashenk, when it comes to kolui, that's comparable. Bir halacha writes to a davar shenefa v'nizbashel. What is the purpose now of adding this water? The lashon of the bir halacha is ela tikun ochel ba'alma. Tikun ochel ba'alma. That's not the maisa lisha daraisa. See, on one level, we pointed out that chiddush etzafnas paneach, that lisha daraisa is yetziras davar chadash. Not combining, no, but creating a compound, creating an isa. Part of that concept of the Yetziras Davar Chadash means that you're renting something for the Achila. As it is not Roil Achila. Al Yedei Lisha now, that is part of that processing, that's Lisha Daraisa. Here, when it comes to Koli, that's the Chiddush of Bir Halacha, you're not dealing with Lisha Daraisa at all. One possibility is because of the Rambam. Other possibility is because that it's Kfar Roil Achila. It's comparable to a Dvar Nefa V'Nizbashel. That's why such a Shinui is sufficient. Ma'at Ma'at. Even if you'll require, right, when it comes to the Din Daraisa Shinui Gamor, that's not true when it comes to the case of Koli. That's the Chiddush of the Bir Halacha. And then the Bir Halacha adds, right, a further possibility. Maybe al-yad, al-yad, ma'at, ma'at. What is the Chiddush of ma'at, ma'at? Bir Halacha suggests a fourth possibility. Ma'at, ma'at means dafka be'es achila. Mamish derech achila. What's the significance of a little as opposed to a lot? A little means a person is doing so as part of the Maisa Achila, B'Shas Achila. Comparable to, again, that Sugin Borer, where Rav Chisda says, Borer, Pachos Mikashir is Mutter. Why is that true? Because Tosas, that's called Derech Achila. Maybe that's what Ma'at Ma'at means, Derech Achila. And now the Mishnah Berurah just goes back to his previous question. But maybe you'll tell me, look, if this is all so neat and tight, this is all l'shitase, so how can you accept Rav Chisda here and not accept Rav Chisda there? The answer is that there, on Daf Ayin Dalid, you're dealing with Bora Daraisa. Here, as the Bir Halacha just explained, this is only Tikkun Ochel Ba'alma, which is not Lisha Daraisa at all. Then, that is Mutter, B'Shas Achila. That's the Chiddush the Bir Halacha suggests. And therefore, there's no stira. In following Rav Chisda and Rav Kuf Nun Vav, we're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan, but not relying on Rav Chisda when it comes to Bore D'Araisa. Yibor HaPachas Mikashir, that's Bore D'Araisa. According to these last possibilities in the Bir Halacha, right, possibility 3, possibility 4, this is unique heter of Al-Yad Al-Yad regarding Koli. What happens when it comes to Kemach? You wouldn't assume that that's true. When it comes to Lisha of Kemach, which is Lisha Daraisa, you can't say that's only Tikkun Ochel Ba'alma. Then there would be no heter of Al-Yad Al-Yad. That's the Chiddush, the Bir Halacha. But the Gemara writes, Nav Kuf Nun Vav, when it comes to Koli, cannot necessarily be said of Kemach. One possibility that Rambam Shita, the other possibility that no. That since it is Kfar Royul Achila, it's only Tikkun Ochel Ba'alma, therefore on that basis, you have the Heter of Rav Chisda. Chaznish disagrees with this Ara. The Chaznish writes in Simen Nun Ches, in Sifkotin Aleph, in Sifkotin Beis, that that's not true. The Shinui of Ma'at Ma'at even applies to something where there's Nisra Lisha Daraisa. After all, the Chaznish points out the assumption of the Rambam that this is not a Bar Gibul and there's only Lisha Daraisa is against Rov Rishonim. See, it's a Chumrah, but it's a Kul as well. Because if you assume like the Chumrah, like Rov Rishonim, that this is a real Issa Daraisa, you have the Kula that Shinui works in an Issa Daraisa. If you assume like the Rambam Shita, this is not called Lisha, this Kul the Rambam, you have a Chumrah the Rambam, that what is Lisha Daraisa, there's no possibility of Shinui. Now, so what is a Kul and Chumrah in the definition of Lisha is the opposite when it comes to the possibility of applying Shinui. Assuming that no, this is real Lisha Daraisa, you see a Chiddush that Shinui works, and even Al Yad is considered to be a Shinui, even when it comes to Melacha Daraisa. Against the Rambam and against the Hezbro, the Bir Halach as well, the Chaznish just adds the following. That doesn't mean you can always apply Ma'at Ma'at. Vaharaya, in case 3 on Kufnun Vav, there the Gemara says you need Shasiv Erev. So if Ma'at Ma'at is sufficient in order to create the Shinui, the Ramban's kasha, so why is it that you need anything more than that? Why Mishmei Dabai Din Shasiv Erev? So the Chaznish just has the following. Ma'at Ma'at Al Yad is only considered to be a Shinui if you're dealing with Bedavar Shadarkal Lehiyasos Tamid Bekamus Marubah. It's only a Shinui if you're dealing with the type of compound or substance that one always does in Mass. If you're dealing with something where a Ma'aseh Lisha can be done with large quantities, smaller quantities, well then of course Mat Mat is not considered to be Shinui at all. But if you're dealing with a type of Lisha which is always done Bekamos Merubah, then Mat Mat is a Shini Gomor, and that is not considered to be the Isra Lisha. That's the Chiddush that the Chaznish writes. In that context, yes, then it's considered to be, right, an absolute form of Shinui. But not always. If you're dealing with something that at times people use in smaller quantities and at times in larger quantities, so how is Al-Yad Al-Yad considered to be a Shinui at all? Right, and therefore you have to come on to the more significant Shinui of Shisiva Erev. And we pointed out the following. This is all fine and good according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda writes that there's no possibility of Lisha Daraisa without Gibul. So if Gibul is absolutely essential, so now you can discuss a Shinui in the Maisa Lisha, Shinui in the Maisa Gibul. So sometimes Ma'at Ma'at, other times Shasiva Erev. As we learned, according to Rebbe, it certainly is not true. According to Rebbe, Lisha is Nisina Samayim. The Gibul is not required at all. So obviously, according to Rebbe, such a Shinui is insufficient. If that's true, now we're faced with the following problem. According to Rebbe, there will be no possibility then of Shinui when it comes to a Blila Ava. If you're dealing with real Lisha Daraisa, which according to Rebbe Shita, right, is Nesina Samayim and a Blila Ava, there's no possibility of Shinui at all. Because that Gemara of Kufnun Vav said the following Chidushim. In Nesina Samayim, what kind of Shinui can you have? No? You'll pour it with your left hand, your right hand. You'll pour it first, you'll pour it last. None of that is a Shinui Gamur. All that is only a Shinui Kal. Point number two. You'll make a major Shinui in the Bechisha. According to Rebbe, Gibul is not part of the Melechus Lish at all. That means that according to Rebbe, Shinui is impossible. If you're dealing with a Blila Raka, which is a Dindar Rabbanan, fine. But if you're dealing with that which mi'ikar hadin is lisha, you can't have a shinui. Because lisha is nisina samayim, and there is no shinui gomer nisina samayim. That's exactly the beginning of case one. Ein govin asakoli, v'yesham rim govin, the Gemara says, the Tanakam is Rebbe. Shinui does not work. Well, if that's the case, now you have the following problem. We mentioned earlier, good, the Sefer Truma says you pass him like Rebbe. Good. Rover Shonim, not Sefer Truma's, yes. But the Mechaber writes in the name of the Yeshomrim, we should be chayish for the Sefer Trumos. And the Ramah writes in Darkei Moshe, be chayish for the Sefer Trumos. So we raised the issue before, okay, fine, doesn't cost me much. Be chayish for the Sefer Trumos. Everyone agrees as the Magid Mishnah writes, Nisina Samayim is usher anyway, so can you engage in Nisina Samayim? The answer is no. So good, so I'll be at Tzadik, I'll be Machmer, like Rebbe Shita, that it's Nisad Arayis, not Nisad Rabbana. You can't do it anyway. No, but now it's critical, no? There's a world of difference in whether you're Chayish for the Sefer Shumas or whether you're not. Because if you're Chayish for Rebbe Shita, Shinui will not help. Because the type of shinui that you need to be mater the issa daraisa is shinui gamur, that you can't have in the sinas samayim, that you can only have the maisa b'chisha. So that's critical halacha. That would mean that if you have a blila ava, that's it. Shinui is out of the question. Case one, case three, doesn't help you. Case two, blila raka. If you're not chayish, you just assume, as the Magid Mishnah writes, that even Rebbe admits that Nisina Samayim is Nisad Rabbanan, but it's clear from the Gemara that that Nisad Rabbanan is resolved as long as there's a Shinui Gomer in the Maisa Gibel. That's critical halacha. That would mean that if we are Chayish for the Shita of Rebbe, so that's it. Once you have a Blila of, there's no possibility of Shinui. So is that true now? To what extent are we chayish for the shita of Rebbe, for the shita of Sefer HaTrumos? It's clear from the sugya, if this is true mi ikar hadin, then you're absolutely right. Shinui is out of the question. But if we're being chayish for the Sefer HaTrumos, right? L'rav chedemilsa is a chumra ba'alma. So now, are there any cases where we would argue that al yidei shinui, that is considered timotur? So here in the Achram you find several possibilities. If you look in the Shar HaTziyun, or the Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Chaf Aleph, in Sivkatan Pei Dalet, there the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz and the Elul Rabbah that write the following Chiddush. What happens if you have something where tamo miskalkel, similar to what we discussed in the sugya in Beitza Daf Yedaleh Amud Aleph regarding tochen? What happens if you were to make that combination? You would do the lisha, right, before Shabbos. So now its taste will be impaired. Some things you do a maisa lisha before, so good, so it remains fresh. And other things, as you know from that sugya Daf Yedaleh, tamo miskalkel. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz in the Rabbah that in a case of tamo miskalkel, then shinui is mutter even in a case of lila ava. Because even though we are chayish for the Sefer HaTrumos, who paskins like Rebbe, we're chayish for that shita. So therefore, we would recommend, right, if it's a lila ava, don't do so all day shinui, do it mibod yom. But if that is not an option because tamo miskalkel, then one can rely on the shuris hadin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and now a shinui gomer works. The Mishnah Berurah just adds in Sivkot and Samaches that tov lasu shinui gam b'seid nesina samashke, that one should also employ the shinui of Nesina Samayim. Again, we're talking about being chayish for shitas. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, even in a case of tamo miskalkel, where a shinui can be employed, don't only rely on the shinui of Bechisha, but rather rely on the shinui even in terms of the Seder of Nisina Samashka. So that's case one. That's the Taz and the Horaba, Tama Meskalkel. The Chaznish mentions another nafkamina. This is found in Simen Nun Ches and Sivkot Nun Ches in the Chaznish. Letzorach Machal Tinok. You have to feed an infant. Right? And it's necessary to engage in some form of lisha. So again, we'll discuss soon halach l'maisa. If you're dealing with mamish of lila raka, then that which you're creating for the child is just a pouring batter, you're dealing with nisa d'rabanan. But if you're dealing with a blila abu, which would be nisa d'araisa, again you have the same problem. Being chayish for Rebbe means no possibility of shinui, because a shinui in the seder of nisina samayim is considered to be insufficient. So the Chaznish writes as well, again, we're chayish for sefer chumas, but mikra din we paskalai, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore the tzorech tinok, right, that as well is a case where we will be matur ayidei shinui. And the Mishnah Berurah later quotes the following chiddush. This is found in Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chav Dalet in Sivkat and Yir Aleph. Mishnah Berurah quotes the following chiddush of the Chayadon. What about Peshas Adchak? The Chayadim has an interesting chiddush, interesting psak halacha. B'shas hadchak, we can be matir nesinas hamayim al yedei nachri. That's the chiddush of the Chayadim. Well, if really push comes to shove, it's as necessary, right? This is my suggestion, the Chayadim writes. Right, Nesinas Hamayim al yedei nachri. If Nesinas Hamayim is an al yedei nachri, so again, right, that will certainly not be Lisha Daraisa at most. At most will be a Zamir Lenachri, which is a Shvus Rabbanon. And then the Yisrael can continue and do the Bechisha, the Lisha, al yedei shinui. So the Chayadim writes. The whole problem is just Chayish for Rebbe Shita. So if necessary, let Rebbe Shita be resolved by Yedei Nachri. Nesina Samayim. Once the Nesina Samayim now is done, so now you're left with the Lisha itself. No, the Lisha, that you can have a Shini Gomor. Right? It's not going to work if you do the Nesina Samayim, because according to Rebbe, Nesina Samayim is everything. Right, and the shinui of Bechisha will not help. Those are three instances of halacha that even though we're chayish of the Sefer HaTrumos, since Mikra HaDin we follow the Shita of Rav Rishonim, so therefore, right, the possibility of a shinui in the Maisa Lisha. However, the following are, okay, we discussed in yesterday's shiur. What happens if you're dealing with that which is a lav bar gibul? That's how we began with the Sugi Daf Yud Ches, no? Let's say you're dealing with that which is Lav Bar Gimel. Means even if you go ahead and combine it, right? It's not going to create the Yetziras Davar Chadosh, it's not going to create an Issa. The most you can hope for is some somewhat thorough combination, but nothing more. So what's the story, no? So we pointed out yesterday three possibilities, no? Now that also becomes critical. Something which is a lav bar gimel, is that worse? Is that the equivalent? Or is that better than mamish bar gimel? Kemach. So there are three possibilities, no? So the Bir Halacha suggested this. Chumra, no? The Bir Halacha writes in Shin Chav Dalet, and Siv Gimel, Der Maschel Ein, we discussed yesterday, that if something is a lav bar gibol, the Bir Halacha claimed that Rov Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, but Abaye. That means if something is lav bar gibol, then even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda agrees you're chayef for Nesina Samayim. In other words, that the Nesina Samayim, normally, Rabbi Yosef says, is not the Gemar Lisha. But if you're dealing with something which is not a bar gibel, so Abaye says, so he'll agree that that's considered to be lishon. That's Abaye. And the Chazon Ish suggested that's not true, that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which means that don't distinguish between a bar gibel and a bar gibel. And then we mentioned yesterday and today that Chiddush the Rambam and Perachest HaZayin, that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if something is lav bar gibel, better or worse, right? There's some reduced chiyuv. You'll never be chayuv midaraisa. That's kali, that's morsan. Because it's absolutely vital to create that yitziras davar chadash, that isa. So now you have 3 days within that which is lav bar gibel. So the Chazon Ish says that the Rambam is not true mikra hadin. That's das yachid. But you have a further machlokis, the Bir Halach and the Chazon Ish, very important, as to whether that which is lav bar gibel is chom or tfei, or whether it's the equivalent of. That also now becomes very critical halacha, no? If you're chayish then for this chiddush of the Mishnah Berura, Bir Halach and Shinchav Dalet, that if it's a lar bar gibel, we assume like Abaye, and that is that everyone agrees you're chayish for nesina samayim, that means again this important chiddush, that in those cases, Nesina Samayim is in a Siddaraisa, even according to Rosh Rabbi Yehuda. And what difference does it make whether it's Nesina Siddaraisa? No, now your Shinui is not going to work. Because Shinui in Gibel only works when Nesina Samayim at most is Nesina Drabanan. That's the beginning of that Sugya of Kuf Nun Vav. Ein Gol v'nes Hakoli, that's Rabbi. Because any shini you're going to do is not going to help you, because nesina samayim is isadaraisa. So that line in the Bir Halacha, that if it's a lav bar gibel, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's moda, like Abaye, that's critical then the Halacha. No, that would mean that shinui does not work. Because now you're dealing with lisha daraisa. And now it's not just an issue of, should we be machna like the Sefer HaTrumos? That means the Chuli HaMitzvos. That would mean, for example, even Litzorech Tinok, or even Ba'ochel Shiyiskalkel, there's no heter. Tinok or Yiskalkel or Shasat Chak are all relevant in terms of to what extent are we chayish for Rebbe Shita. But if you're going to argue this is true with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda admits that if you're dealing with an Issa Darais of Nesina Samayim, and Shinu is not going to help you in the Lisha. Oh, so that's a very important Torah Lalacha. If you equate it with everything else, that means, you know, you still require that combination. Now you can talk about Shinui. And therefore, Nesina Samayim is only relevant according to Rebbe. Good, so that you can employ the Kula. So even the 3 Kulas, right, are very limited if you assume the Skiddush, the Bir Lalacha. Not true if you assume like the Chazon Ish. You equate it with everything else. And therefore, right, this is the Chumrah of the Sefer HaTrumos and Rebbe Shita. This is not that which is Mikar Hadin. Okay, so if you can take a look at those pieces in the Bir Halacha, they're critically important, and then we'll have to again just piece this together Halacha Lemaisa in terms of applications of the Chiddush, the Chazon Ish, and the Bir Halacha, and the differences in this Machlokes Tanna. Okay.